Hi, this is Glenda, and welcome to our blessing call on September 30th. Wow, I just cannot believe how the seasons are passing so quickly. It was just, a week ago we were celebrating the equinox. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and it's such a gorgeous fall. At least it is here. I hope it is wherever you are. And, of course, I know we have some people in the southern hemisphere or into the wonderful days of spring. So happy springtime to you. Happy fall time to the rest of us. Every season is great when you embrace it for the unique and specific energy that it brings. And every season really is unique, both in the spinning cycles and also in the progression of life. We have upon us what I find is actually an amazingly peaceful autumn, especially considering the various confusions and contentions and uncertainties on the worldly side of things. People are gathering around their conference tables and their fireside chat to make some vital and important decisions. But when I look in my heart and I look at just the progressions of God and nature, it all seems so peaceful. And I can't help but know that all is well. All is really, really well. I have no idea what the external manifestations of change will bring, what the external manifestations of remedy and growth and progress will require. And I know that people will rise to the occasion. But right now, in my heart, in union with God, I personally find peace. I find joy, and I find an abundant opportunity for inner growth. I think this is a time where we can actually choose where we want to experience our growth. And for some people, it will be rising to the occasion of making a better external world. For others of us, it will be rising to the occasion of making a better personal world that will be a radiant influence on everyone around us. And I really think anyone can make that decision. And then, of course, there are those who will make no decisions at all and will just lumber along wondering what's going on. Well, I think that in the coming days, those who kind of lumber along in a more unconscious state will find it more interesting to wake up and see some opportunity for improvement, because it will be happening in our world. So those of you who are here today to invite the blessings of God into your life for whatever improvement you seek, I am so totally here to support you. And as always, I am an antenna between earth and heaven through which the energy flows into whatever your prayers direct. I simply am here for you, being as neutral as I can be. One of the things that I was writing on just before I took a break to come into this call was our first lesson for creating the life you want. And our first lesson is actually focusing on energy. Those of you who've read Love Without End, and I would surmise that most of you on this call have done that, otherwise you probably wouldn't know about the blessings we offer. I'm sure you could have heard about it from a friend, and if you're here just on faith, you are totally welcome and so much more blessings to you that you needed nothing but faith to show. I am so pleased when the children come on, or people who've been told about it. They're in a nursing home or a hospital, and they don't know anything about the background behind this. They just know, they feel, that this is a blessing from God that has been directed by the love of Christ. And for you, for all your faith, your trust, your innocence and your receiving, I send you the ultimate in Christ blessing. May you receive all that you desire and need, and may your heart be opened to the fullest of blessings. May those who are praying around the world now, not even knowing that this blessing is being offered, be allowed to open and receive it, that as little children, their prayers may be answered simply in faith. For those of you who are here, knowing more about it, as I said, you probably have read Love Without End. Even if you haven't read anything else we provide, that seems to be the foundation or the entry point into this particular new branch of Yeshua's teaching to the world. And in that, we're told that our universe is composed of three essential elements: love, spirit, and adamantine particles. Now, for the most of the book, the adamantine particles were really, I would say, examined as the finest particle of existence, literally, the body of God. But when it gets down to practical understanding of how these particles apply in life, there is no getting around the fact that these particles are the ultimate energy generation forces in the universe. They are what generate energy, whether it's spiritual energy, emotional energy, biological energy, life energy, or lightning, atomic energy, or the energy that petroleum fuel that's converted into a form that can run your car or run factories. It all traces back to the adamantine particles. And we are called, I think, in this generation more than any other generation, to become energy masters. If you look around our planet, you will see that every hurting, challenged area has something to do with either energy depletion, that is, not enough of it, or dirty forms of it, such as dirty fuel, when we could have clean fuel, suppressed innovations, when we could have progress. We find a few people controlling the entire energy pools and leveraging the remaining 5 billion people. There's something wrong with that picture. We find energy pollution. We find economic hardships everywhere, when around the world, people are just wanting to create, work, and produce. What's wrong with that picture? Well, I think that we have not really taken on the total important value of being energy masters. Somewhere along the line, we came to think that was a dirty word. But as I was writing the lesson, it occurred to me that those who made us think it was a dirty word were the ones who were wanting to control the biggest percentage of it so that the rest of us could not have any control of it. Now, the answer is not to fight or contend or to hate those who have the predominant leverage. The answer is for all of us to learn to walk on water, to shatter glass with a glance. See, I'm not just talking about spiritual energy. That's relatively easy to master once you've dedicated yourself to a spiritual life, because there's not much resistance in the spiritual kingdom. But in the physical manifest world, there are a lot of resistances, counterploys, oppositions to energy, and just the plain old resistive structure that we run into. We start to walk in a particular direction, and then we hit a wall. We bounce off the wall and say, "What was that I just hit?" And that's especially annoying and perplexing if it's a glass wall we couldn't see. And all of this is part of the energy mastery we need to deal with in order to be more Christ-like. Yeshua walked on water. He healed the dead. He healed the sick. And he didn't do it just with his love. Of course, the love was boundless and divine. But it wasn't just through the love that he did it. He actually understood the configurations of energy that make up the human body. How do you think he raised himself from the dead? How do you think he moved his resurrected body around the planet to visit all the tribes of man? How do you think it is to this day that he appeared to us? And let me tell you something, folks. This energy of his appearance is sacred. It's amazingly sacred. One of the things people used to ask me, it's almost like a little three-year-old question, and that is, well, Glenda, did you touch him? And my answer was, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't even think of extending my arm and a finger to touch the outer perimeter of his light. You know, the thing is, I think we've become frightened of even the most holy form of energy, much less the dirty forms of it, the most sacred forms of energy, the divine forms of energy. We actually think we can't touch. That would melt me into a puddle of liquid love on the earth, and I would just boil and fizzle away. I couldn't endure in the presence of that energy. And I'm almost at the point to say, poppycock. We were created out of love, energy, and spirit. If energy is one of the points of our constitution, why wouldn't we need to master it? Why wouldn't we need to convey it? Why wouldn't we need to convey it? Why wouldn't we need to understand it? And yes, my friends, I'm all for more love on the earth. There is no greater thing than love. But think of this. Just think of this for a minute. If the whole universe and all of reality is a three-pronged table, how are you going to make that table stand on two legs? And what makes you think you can just make one leg get longer and longer and longer and the table will stand? Have you ever been at a restaurant and there was this wobbly table that just annoyed you to no end until finally you couldn't stand it any longer and you grabbed the sugar packets up there in the caddy and you started propping up the weak leg of the table? Because you wanted a stable table. I guess I'm a poet and didn't know it. We all need stable tables. And yes, we do need more love, but don't we also need a balanced table of life? And look around you. Look in the world. What's missing for most of you? What's the weak leg on the table? And it just occurred to me, as I was writing this lesson today, this is exactly why Yeshua came to me a little over 2 years ago, just before my surgery, and said, Glenda, would you like an energetic blessing? And it made all the difference. It made all the difference because it began to lengthen that short leg of the table. And in so doing, my love became more empowered. My spiritual integrity became stronger. So yes, my friends, the conveyance of energy is what this blessing is about. But in so doing, all the other points of creation, all the other points of our reality becomes more strengthened. They become more filled with life, more able to give. We're able to give more love when we have more energy. Isn't that the truth? we're able to spend more time in the spiritual world when we can move into it and through it with more energy. What are most of us complaining about today? I hear this everywhere. I'm so tired. I don't think I can work any harder. I don't think I can work any longer. I don't know where I'm going to pay the bills. My friends, we must master energy. Of course, I'm talking about that in our class today, so those of you who enrolled, you're in for a treat. No, you're in for more than a treat. You're in for a solution. And the rest of you, I'll be sharing tidbits of this until after 4 weeks you'll be able to sign up for the class on an extended, on an archived basis and get the rest of the picture, the rest of the information. I'm not saying this as a teaser. I'm saying this to give you confidence that what we are doing in this blessing is not just about energy. It's about raising the short leg of the table so that everything else you most value will be in more integrity, in more balance, and able to do for you more of everything you want, to bring more of the healing you want, more of the creativity you want, more of the fulfillment that you want. And this is essential given the world we're in, and I really believe that we are the generation that was called to do this mastery. If you look at the history of man, you look at it, you see that between 3,000 and 4,000 years ago, all the great religions of the world, except for Christianity and Islam, were created. And, of course, Islam comes out of Judaism, and Christianity comes out of Judaism. So, really, all the great foundation religions were created between about 3,000 and 4,000 years ago. And I believe that it was at that, all the great languages of the world were born then, all the great philosophies were born then, all the great principles of social decency were created then. The Golden Rule, the Code of Hammurabi, all of these things from which the Ten Commandments were evolved, and other codes of conduct that found their way into the Far East and in India. All of the great codes of coherence and conduct, all the great spiritual perceptions of life were born in that period. And I really believe that that was the generation called to bring forth the great spiritual concepts that would continue to evolve into the subsequent generations. And then, with the birth of Christ, we were called to take on the subject of love. How do we understand love, not just as an applied thing that allows us to get what we want and be around that which we like, but how do we deal with unconditional love that really explains the deeper functioning of life and builds the greater communities of life that ultimately will allow all of us to live together on this planet? And now we are at the culmination of that evolutionary trend where we are challenged to really be in a state of unconditional love, a state of mastering love, but there's something significantly missing, and that is our mastery of energy. Look around the planet. What is missing? This is what we're being called to master as blessing givers, as blessing receivers. That's how important it is, my friends, for you to become a blessing giver, to really find within yourself the seed of life, the seed of consciousness, the seed of readiness to really master energy and to anchor God's energy on the earth that more people can enter into this new transitional phase to where we're not just seeing energy actually, I think in the past we've seen it in two forms. We've seen it as a kind of a thought spiritual form, and then we've seen it as a hard, cruel, almost form of force. Lightning strikes the tree. Atomic bombs burst, and nuclear reactors, if they're not well contained, can be more dangerous than they are beneficial. It can be a hard, cruel form. And so we actually have become somewhat frightened by it. As a matter of fact, as little children, our first experiences of energy are falling down and skinning our knees, running, enjoying the force of running, and then stumbling and bumping our head. We may have even gotten a spanking. That's energy. Or a scolding with the energy of negative words. Or negative restraints of energy. We may have, as we got older, we may have seen automobile accidents, collisions of energy. And we've come to back off from it. And we say, oh, I don't know. That's pretty dangerous. And then we see money being misused, which it doesn't have to be. Money can be a tool for great good, great creativity and great abundance, but it can also be misused. And we see it being misused and hoarded, and the greedy using it for leverage, and we say, oh, that's dirty. But I want to remind you that in the beginning of all creation, energy was the lifeblood of God. Adamantine particles were the body of God. It's holy. And I think that you will all be able to see the presence of Yeshua and the presence of God when we really can look at the divine form of energy. That's what's on the horizon for us. We can actually change this vicious leverage pattern on the planet when we can create new, clean, abundant, less controlled forms of production energy. We can all heal from more diseases when we understand more about life energy. We can all be better nourished when we understand the importance of true, creative food energy. Not genetically modified, but healthy grown food, full of natural life and what it does for us. When we have clean water, we will transform our biological life force. This is the stewardship we're called for right now. And I want to thank you all for showing up for this blessing. Because this blessing as a form of energy is exactly the frontier we're walking into. And you can receive it in your own personal, most appropriate way, according to your personal prayers, according to your personal needs and desires, to the degree that you're ready. This blessing is between you and God. I am just so thankful, grateful, privileged, and delighted to be a conduit, an antenna between heaven and earth, that I can assist in bringing this to you. And we're going to move into our blessing very shortly, but we've got one call on the line, and I think it would be nice to hear from at least one community member. And you are on from area code 908.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
This is Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay. I'm looking forward to meeting with you and seeing you in November. I registered for one of the blessing classes. Are we allowed to bring any spiritual tools that we work with, or it's strictly just for the seminar?
You will be amazed with what happens in the seminar for you. And I'm so glad you're coming. And thanks for letting everybody else know that you're coming. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Just thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, that's great. Kathy O'Fallon is on, and we have time for Kathy's call, and probably that's about it. But Kathy, hi.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to share an experience I had briefly yesterday where I was able to look out onto the neighborhoods around the world and see that we're all just trying to live. And in appreciating that simple fact, I had such compassion for all of us. Mm-hmm. And I really understood how much we are all the same. And that translated to me into how we are all love, that we are really just here trying to live. So there is no judgment. There is no right or wrong about how we go about it, given what we were given, but just that we're trying to do that.
Well, Kathy, that's, in my opinion, that's the ultimate realization of unconditional love, which is exactly what we are culminating. Many hundreds, and in fact, a couple of thousand of years of evolving toward. And so the fact that you can be there and just see it is most definitely a sign of our times. And more people that can do that, the more peaceful and loving our world will be. As I said, we're not done. We're not done. I know that seems like just an amazing accomplishment, and it is. It is. You know, people could not even see that 2,000 years ago. It's an amazing accomplishment to be there. And now we need to take that love and build the third leg of the table so that the love can become more empowered. And that's our next step. So thank you for being here in the blessing and for receiving and allowing whatever the energy of God brings to you, that you may empower that perception and allow it to become even more completely fulfilled. So is everybody ready to move into our blessing? We are at 1:30, and I would ask that you remove your shoes and socks, have your feet on the earth, and be ready to receive from the earth. Be seated comfortably, that you may relax in the center of your being and your heart. Have your head pointed to the heavens and the top of your head uncovered and unencumbered by anything, that you may simply receive the energy of the cosmos as it moves down and through you, around your heart, into the earth, back through you, and up through the top of your head and back to God. Let it flow back and forth as many times as is natural for you, bringing every time a wave of love, an openness of spirit, as it conveys the energy of the body of God. And I ask that for 3 minutes you be in prayer. However prayer is for you, I will say my prayer to Yeshua and ask that the blessing givers join me as they allow their own life to become an antenna and a conduit for the energy of the earth and of our sacred holy creator. Then we will conduct the energetic form of the blessing. Now perhaps you understand better why I call it the energetic form of the blessing. When it's complete, you will rest and assimilate. And that's where it literally becomes unified with the love that you are on all levels and the spirit that connects you with all things on all levels. So rest for 7 minutes or more. Now we will begin our prayers. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being with us, for guiding us through the long evolutionary pathway of love, that we could actually be here and stand in our global community in love more than we are in conflict, striving to be even more in love, knowing that love is the ultimate answer. Love is the ultimate will of God. And in that love, we are now ready to embrace the energetic body of God that will empower that love and take us into the ultimate creation of heaven on earth. Thank you for teaching us the wondrous and vast realm of spirit, that through that we are connected to all things. In love, we have the courage, then the desire to unite. And now we ask to receive your holy blessing, which is the body of God given upon us through the energetic flow of adamantine particles, the energy of the earth, the conduction of the creation of our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being with us in our heart and opening us to all possibilities and all possibilities for growth, transformation, and abundance. Amen. Your energetic conveyance is complete. Now go and rest and assimilate, receive, and allow it all to become part of every level of your being to supply whatever needs and desires you are ready to receive. Have a wonderful week and know that you're very loved. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.